Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Spike on the Mic Show with the lovely Bill Schmutz. The wildly popular Dr. Captain Clark. P.W. Fenton and his magic noisemakers. The voice of reason himself, Steve. And starring the award-deserving voice of the people, Spike on the Mic.
I said Spike, check one, Spike, check two, Spike, check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. It is now 2 minutes past the top of the hour. We are here live on our usual Mondays in our Palusha studios here at 4847 North Armenia, in the place called Pen Chasers, in our Palusha studios. And I want to give a big shout out to Pen Chasers. They have graciously given us this studio for that we can broadcast to entertain you, the masses and the molasses, so that we can do what we want to do to entertain you. And they've done it, ladies and gentlemen, without fuss, without fight. So can we give them the claps? Thanks again to our Pen Chasers on 4847 North Armenia. I love them, and I do mean that some kind of way. All right, so you guys know that I am a introvert or a people alert. I don't like to be alone, so I can't do things alone. So what I do, I look to the side of my peripheral vision. Directly to the side of my peripheral vision, there is a man known as Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who feels like the show started late.
No.
Oh, it didn't?
No. Remember I said that we were 2 minutes past the top of the hour?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
That's 2 minutes past the time the show's supposed to start.
No, but the first part of the thing, we had the introduction going on.
Oh, that lasted 2 minutes.
To get going music, yes.
Did it, though?
Did it really?
Did it.
Okay. This is theater of the mind. Oh, Do not try to let people know. You always complain to me. When I would say what's happening behind the curtain, you say they don't really know that, so why bring it to their attention?
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I'm sticking right on time.
That's right. Also, in my peripheral vision to the left side, see, I've been schooled. I've learned it something. Is the man who's making the sound go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who sits next to a guy who actually learned something.
I learned it at something. That's
incredible.
Right. See, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
I didn't think so. Up to now.
Okay. And so, directly across from you.
Yes. Which would be in your peripheral vision.
But you already in my peripheral vision. You can't have everybody in there.
You have two peripheral visions.
I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just being greedy.
That is being greedy.
How many
peripheral visions do you need?
I know.
Serious.
You should only have one.
You need to see where the dinosaur is coming from.
Exactly.
The reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome him back from his operation is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Sticking real good, Spike. It was interesting you said something about Pen Chasers tonight.
Why is that?
I was just saying before the show, this is the finest bowling alley in America.
You did say that. Yeah.
It's actually...
We weren't even on the air then, although we should have been.
Yes. Not only is our studio palushous, the bowling alley itself is posh. It's got a full-service kitchen.
Oh, it does.
It's got a full-service bar. It's got games for the kids.
Full-service games.
Yes.
fools.
Yes.
Well, they all work.
Actually, you can. The kids can win prizes on some of the games.
It's got a vending machine where you can get rosin.
You can vend?
You know.
It's got a vending machine you can get money out of, too.
Oh, see?
For nothing.
Well, not for nothing.
Oh, you got to stick some kind of plastic
things
thing.
Do cost. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's got really, really top-notch bowling lanes. So,
all right. And so we've introduced everybody then.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, Palushus and posh is the way I would describe pin chasers here on
I think that's redundant.
Okay, so I believe that's too. So voice of reason, as you look at me,
right,
in your peripheral vision.
Oh, if he's looking.
Is the man.
Man, he's got it. He figured this out.
I couldn't wait for the show so I could talk about my knowledge of peripheral. Is the man we also call Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Actually, I got two. First of all, I was going to do topical, but I had to change it because I came in here. But first of all, I was going to say I'm sticking like Harvey to Southeast Texas.
He's really
too soon.
Sticking.
Too soon.
But no.
He's really sticking.
That's not being negative. Just saying it's not. It hasn't moved. That's all I was saying. I'm not.
It still hasn't.
He's not going anywhere.
No. But now I've changed it to I'm sticking like the outsider with the only one without upper lip hair in this room.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, we should talk about this because we thought that Steve went away to get a certain kind of operation that people get when they are not happy with the sex that they are.
Right?
But it turns out all he wanted was a mustache.
Took a little time.
Yeah, how long have you been gone? How many weeks?
4 weeks. I was able to grow a mustache at the time.
That's fantastic.
During that time.
And I got to say, you look like Tom Selleck.
You have to say that?
All right.
I have to say that because he gave me $5.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm not sure that's actually true.
He doesn't look at
it. Part of that isn't true.
Yeah, part of that.
Wilford Brimley, I think, is more what he looks like. But,
Or Ernest T. Bass.
Yeah.
Ernest T. Bass, yeah. All right, so this is a caller-driven show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We want to give a big shout-out to Billy. She's listening on the Apple Store.
Oh, that's really cool.
The Apple Store.
Yeah.
Yes, she had an Apple TV that just decided to quit working.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so I recommended to her, she go to the Apple Store where, they see lots of things that quit working.
Yeah.
You know they have a Genius Bar.
I think that's where she is.
She says, I'm driving home listening to you guys from the Apple Store.
Oh, you know, I got a message from her, and I didn't read it because I was in a little boy's room.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
We want you guys to participate, but you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Oh, why'd you give that out?
Because we are a caller-driven show.
No, you know, I'm thinking that maybe the toilet flush guy forgot.
No. Or you can chat with us on RadioSaintPete.com or go to Spike on the Mic, click on the Listen Live button, and then you can participate and play. Why everybody look like you want to say something? All right, well.
Give me a call.
Call Steve.
Call the voice,
Oh, yeah, give out his home phone number.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, really. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we do.
Oh, we talk about things in the future.
I hadn't even asked you.
Future.
Hey, wait, come on. He got perfidia right.
Actually, I was just going to ask him if he knew what the noun form of the word peripheral is.
Wow.
Like right now?
Yeah. I mean, do you know what? I mean, peripheral is an adjective. Didn't know if you.
Future.
Yeah. If you didn't know if you knew what the noun form.
That's not part of
it. Does it end with uri?
No. It ends with.
That's not part of show prep, Smuts.
All right. Well, no, we'll take it one step at a time.
All right.
One step at a time. And you took a big step. This was a big step.
That was.
Congratulations.
We run a tight ship here.
We got all of that right.
Good job.
Which one?
All of the peripheral.
In the past.
Ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here. We talk about things in the
future.
Future.
Things in the
future.
This is not reciprocal.
And periphery.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Past.
I took the time to learn peripherals.
Right.
Seems like you guys would take the time to learn.
Past.
The motto.
Future.
Present. Oh. Present.
See, present. We got it.
I'm
we
trying
got them
so
all.
Hard, Spud. You don't know. I'm really trying hard. Past.
Future.
Present.
All right, well, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is a 3-year-old boy's radio show.
Yeah, 3-year-old boy.
Yeah. 4-year-old. Well, we'll invite you in while we're sitting
still,
on the toilet.
He's still stuck on that guy sitting on the toilet.
Still on the toilet.
Do you want my booger?
See? Or we're the Picasso of radio.
Another misnomer.
Yep.
No, every time someone listens to the show.
Oh, I know. They hear something
they
different.
Lose an ear.
They, and they look in the peripheral, don't they? Because didn't Picasso draw people looking in peripheral?
I'm sorry. It took a long time.
What is happening?
I hit it several times. I wanted to applaud for the missing an ear.
All right, well, what we talk about things in future. The past, the present, and the future. And so what I do, I throw out ideas, topics, and things on my mind, and I ask the collection of riffraff in the shipping container to give me their opinion on that, because I would like to know, and you too out there in the internet's world will also like to know. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for topic changing music.
This week I'm doing topic changing music like a rootin' tootin' Wild West cowboy. Pew, pew, pew.
Everybody go down.
Nice.
Yeah, see, he doesn't know what
they're nice
about. Nice pews. Pew, pew, pew. Okay, so this topic I like to call.
What?
Stash for trash.
Stash for trash.
Hey, all four of you have stashes.
A place to put your trash.
So yes.
It's stored there.
Trash.
Stashes. Stash for trash.
All right.
Well, do you guys...
Is this because Steve showed up with a stash?
Yeah. I think it is, right?
I didn't know. No, he was...
Oh, you had no idea? You thought he was going to show up with tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise?
Yeah.
Or... No, I shouldn't say that because...
Disappointed?
That'll just agitate it.
Believe me, he put a sweatshirt on. I think the tits are there.
Oh, you think? No, I don't know.
Do you guys know where Gardner, Maine is?
Maine.
I bet it's up in the northeast of the United States.
Yeah. North of Boston.
Is that Maine with an E?
And the N.
And an N. Yeah.
No, in the at the N.
Yeah, at the N.
At the N, yes. Well, there's a little shop in Gardner, Maine, and what they're doing is they're trying to clean up their city. He's the shop owner trying to clean up his city.
Gardner's a hellhole.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Well, it needs to be cleaned up.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's full of trash.
Yeah.
So what this shop owner is recently doing is he's offering a free product if you clean up the streets around the surrounding areas.
Oh, stash for trash.
That's great.
It's an incentive.
Free trash bags?
Right. No. He is giving free marijuana.
Oh. Nice.
That's nice.
So,
is it legal in Maine?
That's what I was just wondering. I think it is pretty much legal in Maine.
Oh.
Or in
I think Garden. It's legal everywhere but Florida, isn't it?
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah.
So lots of places.
Pretty much 30 states.
Well, wherever you go. I mean, wherever you go, you have it. You just consider it legal.
Well, it's legal medically in Florida, but you can't get it.
Yeah, really, not yet. You're just saying that. But it's
like aspirin.
Yeah.
It's legal in Florida, but there's no aspirin to be found.
Yeah, there's no way to get it.
They won't. The state legislature.
If I only had an aspirin.
If they would not let you have aspirin.
Yeah.
So in exchange for a full bag of trash, this owner
gives you a full bag.
Gives you a bag of the good stuff.
Oh, nice.
Now,
how much for how much?
A garbage bag.
A garbage bag full
really?
Of stuff.
Yeah. About 30 pounds of trash.
That seems excessive. That seems
also,
like too much marijuana.
If I go
marijuana.
In with 10 pounds of trash, I get 10 pounds of marijuana?
Oh, that'd be great.
No.
Seems like people would be making trash.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But they'd have to get it from Gardner's city. And
I would start
a
trash factory.
Yeah, like make your, like, subscribe to a bunch of magazines and then just tear them up and throw them in as trash.
Crinkle them up so you
so
get some more bulk. Yeah.
Well, it's the weight, though, not the mass.
Oh.
In Maine.
I'm thinking about
all right,
my question.
Sand.
Yeah, sand.
I'd be filling
bags
with
sand.
Oh, yeah,
throw sand. This sand is garbage.
Spike, what? I'd be willing to settle for like 1,000th of the weight of trash in marijuana.
Would you?
Yes. 1,000 pounds
see,
of
now he's trying to undercut us. Yeah,
why are you undercutting everybody?
Yeah, we had a good thing going on.
Pound for pound. And now you're going to come in,
you come
on the dollar.
With your mustache.
You and your and Walmart now, philosophy. Yeah,
exactly.
Put the good people out of business.
Exactly.
Jerk.
Do you know how much trash there is in this world?
Lots. That's lots. The whole point.
I'm thinking.
I can undercut you guys.
What if I just went and pulled a bunch of weeds so I can get weeds for weed?
Yeah.
I don't think the shop owner is going for.
What about fish? Like dead fish? Like you put a bunch of dead fish in there.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this candy trash can't just come from anywhere. You have to pick it up off the streets.
If I go in there with a bag of dead fish and they say, they're not going to say, well, that's not garbage. They're going to take it as garbage.
Oh, it'll be garbage soon.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got to find garbage that's made of lead.
Oh, lead garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Lead paint.
Riff-raff in the shipping
lead
container.
Lead paint, yeah. That's.
This man is trying to clean up his city. He's trying to make this a good thing. And here you guys come.
What?
Bringing sand, lead,
what we're
fish.
We're thinking of ways.
Y'all the three wise men.
To make it a success.
To make a fool of that man.
But I do, because I do think it might actually be it goes in the opposite direction because at that point, after someone's high on the weed he got, they have the candy bar they have, and they go, oh, look, the wrapper takes 8 seconds to get to the ground when I drop it, man.
1,000.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, no. Yeah. You got a wrapper, too. You try it.
But, Hart,
we'll turn this stuff in later for more weed, man.
I'm not advocating for big government solving all of our problems, but does this city not have a sanitation department? You can't just put your garbage out and let somebody come and get it like everywhere else in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, yeah. Now the garbage man has all the dope.
There's the socialist in the group right there. He wants the government to pick up the trash.
Or I drive by at 6 o'clock on every Tuesday morning and grab 30 bags of people's trash and then take it in.
Or the trash man is the weed man.
He's
taking it to the shop, turning his
whole
truck. Yeah.
Driving down to Boston.
Now, the shop owner says he knows this is not a best practice model for running his company.
That.
Yes, he says giving the product away for free. But what he's trying to do, he's trying to introduce the health benefits.
Oh, the health.
The marijuana. And he says he's trying to increase people's quality of life.
Oh. Yeah. Well, in this way,
he is doing that.
Oh, nice.
After he gets rid of the trash program, they know where to go to get it now.
I would think getting rid of trash is a good step towards improving the quality of life. If the city is overrun with trash.
You guys just opened up a Pandora.
I'm back on the trash guy getting all the marijuana.
And I know.
Drives down to Boston. He sells it to the kids at Harvard for a wicked increase in price.
There you go.
So
you like apples?
In Harvard Square.
Harvard.
Yeah.
So let's think about this. This shop owner has a shop full of trash now, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he set himself up as the destination for all the trash in town. What's he doing?
It's Maine. They burn the trash. Go into the back, and there it goes in the bonfire.
Yeah, but still, why is he taking on that extra? What kind of shop does this guy run? A marijuana shop? Is it a marijuana dispensary?
Yeah, it's a local marijuana dispensary.
Eventually, he'll be there. This is like free advertising.
Oh, so
it's the old bait and switch. We're going to give it to you for a month, and then after that, you got to come buy
then
your.
Okay. See, Bill Smiles just found that guy's little.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to get us hooked on crack.
On the marijuana.
Oh, marijuana. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's some poor hourly employee at the shop that has to burn bags of dead fish.
Yeah. Serious.
I'm no longer taking bags of trash, but for $50, I can hook you up.
Oh,
okay.
But so I gotta have it now.
So I come to your shop 3 months later with a bag of trash, and you'd be like, "What is this?"
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, well, no, hey, that was a promotion that we've ended, and
kind of like the McReel.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
you go in for the McRib. It's not there. You're stuck with the quarter pounder of
cheese.
So now you just drop the trash off for free?
No,
you gotta take it back with you.
Put that back in your car. Get out of here.
And then throw it out of your window on the way home.
Yes, exactly. Like we all do with our
like a good American.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so.
Until the next dispensary down the road says, hey, bring us that bag of trash and we'll give you one more ounce.
Mm-hmm. I think we're misjudging this man.
So, yes, that's
I think you're misjudging him.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea? And I'll start with the voice of reason. Good idea or bad idea?
What's the exchange rate? Have we ever established what the exchange rate is for marijuana?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it's a hefty bag of trash for a
small amount.
Maybe 10-ounce bag of
one joint.
Three joints. Yeah. Three is my favorite number, so I'll go with three.
Okay. So it's pretty much fair exchange rate.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
Can the trash come from your own home, or do you have to pick it up off the streets?
No, it's over now because it was just a bait and switch thing. So I don't know why you're pursuing that.
Yeah, why are you pursuing that?
Yeah.
Stop pursuing it.
Because I want another joint, man.
Oh, you're going to have to pay now.
This is the least convincing array of stoners I've ever heard.
Well, if you end a sentence with man.
Yeah, man.
Mm. Okay.
I'm listening to jazz and I'm listening and the walls are melting, man.
Oh, there man.
I'm a drill druggie.
Let me ask
you. Anytime you end a sentence with man, that's
oh, yeah, man.
Kind of
yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm a real hippie.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me ask this question. Is the riffraff.
Right here, dude.
Is the riffraff in the shipping container, are y'all just totally against any kind of progress?
No.
No, not at all.
Why do you get that?
Because y'all stepped on this man's attempt to make his city cleaner.
No, we're making fun of it.
So
no.
instead, we should all be trash for hash.
Trash for hash.
Yeah, man.
Stash for trash.
All right.
Stash for trash. Get it right.
Trash for hash.
My stash for hash.
Yes.
Trash.
It's a good cause.
It is a good cause. I think he's doing
a good cause.
I'm
going to
say yes, I'm for it.
All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
I don't have anything that, any proposal that benefits both sides of the matter, it has some merit. So, sure, it's a good idea. Why
Thank
not?
Thank you. Smart.
Yeah. He's promoting his business. Let him do it. He's fine.
All right.
Not hurting anybody.
And PWs?
What?
He's so wasted on the pot, man.
What?
He smoked 3 marijuanas.
Really, dude? You must got a trashy
house. Oh, dude.
Wow. You got a trashy house.
We're so stoned now.
I love drinking marijuana.
Oh, man. You're going to have a pot flashback.
Yeah.
He's doing the best he can.
Oh, man. We're so wasted on the marijuanas.
So is everybody trying to sound high? Is that
what I'm saying? And doing a terrible job of it. It's awesome.
And not good one either.
Yeah, that not good.
Seth Rogen's hilarious.
Oh, man, isn't he?
The funniest movies, man.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to give an applause.
He makes me wish I was a white guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, you got a mustache on. Only white people have no facial hair. Tall people have facial hair. Only short people don't.
What are you trying to say, man?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Shut up, Spike.
Oh.
Spike.
Never gets old.
What was the conclusion? Everybody said yes.
We're all for it. We're going to say Gardner, Maine will be a clean city in a couple months.
And what's the guy's name?
Yeah. Ooh. I tried to purposely exclude his name because
you don't want any legal.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks to Joe.
Yeah, we'll go with Joe the plumber.
Joe Bordeaux, I'm thinking.
Joe Bordeaux.
Good job, Joe.
That's a good name for him.
There we go.
Joe.
Just a totally fictional name, Joe Bordeaux.
Yeah.
God bless him. Keep up the good work.
There you go. All right, so now, topic changing music.
Oh! Well, this next topic's going to be hotter than a dog chasing a barbecue-flavored cat.
Pew, 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 pew. Oh, I love that.
Okay, a dog chasing a barbecue
flavored cat.
Yeah,
that's what cowboys say.
We got a theme going.
I'm sorry. This next topic I like to call high five or high hip toss.
High five or high hip hop. I have no idea what he said.
Are you for this or against it?
High five.
I'm against it.
High
five
or high hip toss,
high hip toss.
Get this out of here.
Yeah, that's a choice that people make every day.
Get this out of here.
Yep.
Which one should I choose?
And because we're all XY chromosomes around here.
Yep.
Wow. That's like two huge steps. You're like all the way to the top.
Oh, my God.
Tell me we're not award deserving.
Oh, my God. The show is over. I'm thinking.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was Steve's stash, but I think maybe the week of bonus coverage last week was for Spike to freshen up a little bit.
My word, he's been studying while we were gone.
Hey, award deserving.
Totally.
All right, so have you guys?
I think we got it. I think we've got best of the Bay. you know, I don't know if anyone's listening.
This is the only thing we've been lacking.
Yes.
What, me pronouncing shit right?
Yes. Everything else has been on point.
Yes. It's been perfect.
You guys, I don't know if you guys heard that the NFL are laxing their celebration rules. Now, my question is...
Oh, they're relaxing, you mean?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, laxing is what he said.
There goes the there goes
you don't
the
speak
award.
Spike.
Yeah, they're relaxing.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
So now, you know, because the NFL was formerly known as the No Fun League.
I know, yeah.
No Fun League.
So now Roger Goodell, he says, listen to this quote. Now tell me, I'm thinking someone wrote this for him.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He says, Roger Goodell, the man who put the thumb on the celebration and the fun in the football league, says he wants to allow players more room, quote, more room to have fun after making big plays. We know you love the spontaneous display of emotions that come after spectacular touchdowns.
Well, that's true.
I love it.
I love it myself.
I love it so much.
Especially when they're choreographed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
So here's an example.
I like anybody who can pull a magic marker out of their shoe and sign a football.
Well, the here's examples of the new guidelines that are allowing celebrities.
But someone's calling.
Wait.
Spike,
here comes our toilet flag. Right. Here it is.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking? Caller.
Come on, you got to do better than
what a huge surprise.
Yeah, really?
Wow. No, wait a minute. Give him a chance. He's adjusting the volume on his set.
It's 813-699-3900.
No, he's still hooked up here. Do better than nose squeaks. Come on, you got to do better than that.
Hold on a second.
No, he can't do better than that.
Right now he can't. He's adjusting. Give him a chance to adjust.
All right. All right, that was good. That sounded like
hold on a second.
Like terrible.
He was struggling with a pigeon.
There's a time delay. You guys don't realize this, but there's
he hung up. He hung up.
In this call.
What a shame.
He got confused.
Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. I have something I've just discovered.
Oh. That we shouldn't take calls?
No.
I'm
that is correct.
I'm open for that one.
We're a caller-driven show. Oh. We invite callers.
Yeah, all right.
I think our show is bugged. Because what was the main problem I had in the pre-show?
You had to go to the bathroom at almost showtime.
No.
Oh.
When the voice reason got in here.
Oh, it's...
Oh, the squeakies.
His squeaky shoes.
Now, only us sitting around here knew about that.
But that wasn't an exceptionally squeaky phone call.
Interesting. It
is kind of spooky.
It wasn't much more than squeaking.
You think that call came from Google?
Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We're being bugged, monitored, and recorded.
Alexa, kitchen light off. Roz is probably figuring out what's happening now.
All right, so back to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
High five or high hip toss. The
NFL,
they're allowing celebrations with the new guidelines of using the football as a prop.
Like a baby.
That's good.
That was out.
Yeah.
You can celebrations on the ground. You can do the worm.
Oh, sure.
Oh, or like a snow angel.
Or just hump the earth.
Yeah, you can just dry hump
the earth. What other spontaneous displays of emotion can you do?
Yes. And the third one is you can do group demonstrations.
Oh.
Oh, choreographed spontaneous.
Oh, yeah. Yes, really.
Orgy.
Oh. So everybody lines up and they start kicking, high kicking like the Rockettes?
Yeah.
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 Oh, that'd be great.
Shipping containers.
Yes.
High five or high hip toss?
High five.
Oh, where's the high hip toss?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Lost all decorum.
All right.
Yeah.
PW.
You know, I used to be named PW.
Yeah.
But apparently some
PW,
guy who
PW.
Now has a mustache
and a sex change.
PW.
I don't think. I think high five.
High five?
Totally high five.
Smokes.
I am dying to see a bunch of linebackers doing high leg kicks.
That'd be a great what do they call it in New York? The Bay
Rockettes.
Yeah.
Rockettes, yeah.
Thank you, because you know I was going to call them the Bay.
Maybe the NFL could issue them coconut bras.
Oh, that's
choreographed. This is supposed to be spontaneous, as Roger Goodell said.
Yeah, a coconut bra is not spontaneous.
Spontaneous displays of emotion after spectacular
Shouldn't be like a photo booth at a corporate outing.
Yeah.
Spill smart.
The issue it brings subjectivity into the official. But, hey, I'm all for it.
What?
Right.
Well, is he
yeah,
does
no,
what?
Because he's going to have to decide, is it really spontaneous?
Yeah.
Or does the fact that he had a grass skirt all of a sudden mean he planned it?
Right. Yeah. You know, like the Washington Redskins fun bunch, jumping up, they knew what they were doing before. You know, so technically that would not be spontaneous.
I think the spontaneity comes in if they score, because they can't say you're going to score on play.
Yeah, but if you have something that's rehearsed, I'm sure y'all are practicing something. You can't use the ball as a prop still, so that's not.
You
good.
Can. No, it no. says it's using the football as a prop after a touchdown. This is the new celebration rules that are allowed.
Yeah,
they did it.
But
there's no but. I just told you.
Go back to Steve Smith when he was with the Carolina Panthers and they played the Minnesota Vikings.
That's the thing.
And he went to the ground and rode like the ball. He rode like that. All right, that's exciting. That's it. That's a prop. But
it's not spontaneous.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was going to do if he got a touchdown. And so spontaneity, you have now interjected the referee's subjectivity
of course
to all this, and that's why some team might do it, another team might do something, one of them may get called a flag, the other one won't.
So you got hip toss or high five.
They're limited to two choices.
I'm not against the injection of more celebration, however I think that the rule will be a high hip toss, because there will be issues with why is that penalized, why is that not penalized.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Oh, high five, because if they're concentrating on this, it means they've solved the whole head injury issue.
That's correct. No, I think you're right. Yeah.
Thank goodness we don't have to worry about players ever suffering from concussions and then killing themselves later.
This could be a distraction.
Maybe, but I'm sure that it's all above board, and this is what we're worried about. Though.
Voice of reason?
Yes.
High hip toss or high five?
You didn't hear my enthusiasm when I stepped all over PW's chance to.
Let's hear some enthusiastic stepping right, now. That might make your shoes squeak.
High five. Let's do this.
Oh, that's great.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
I'm thinking Smots is going with five hip toss. He's just blending the two.
I'm all for the increase in celebration, but it's going to bring more issues than it will. It'll be the talking point after every Sunday.
All right. Do you think there's any time that we wouldn't dislike the referees?
At least, when the way the rule was written, it was black and white. It was, this is a rule,
mustache,
this is a foul, this is not a foul.
Right.
We've made a gray area back into it, and people are going
to. We need to have six different. Specific methods of spontaneous celebration.
Are you trying to make a big earring out of your headline or headphone cord?
Yeah, what's
cord?
With that?
What is that?
You've got like, man.
You know what? He did go for the change. Look at
that. He did. Yeah. Yeah, really.
You know, I think the mustache is just a
ruse. I don't know what's going on with my headphone cord. I have no idea.
Oh, you haven't.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you got wait a minute. Too. He turned himself into an Italian woman. That's why he has a mustache.
For those of you not watching the video feed of the show.
If you have a Spike on the Mic Show feed, I'll send this to PW. Hang on a second. There you go. Ready? Smile.
Why are you going to send it to me?
By the way,
because you get to suffer through it.
You have access to the website.
It's just the way I picked up
my headphones. No, I don't. I have no access. I'm not allowed on the website.
But yeah, you have to have a specific list of spontaneous celebrations that are acceptable.
True.
Oh, so you're going to write down my spontaneous celebration?
Yes.
All right, so I'm thinking I'm giving this a high five.
And you should be able to submit it to the NFL before you
do it. Is
there
a time limit on the celebrations? Like, how long do they have to celebrate?
This is a work in progress. So right now, I think you hit the nail on the head that Roger Goodell is trying to ease away from the CTE and the head brain thing, saying, okay, go out there and party and have some fun and then, continue on with your merry ways. So I think that's just awesome. So, and also we have listeners out there. We have the sisters, the Clark sisters out there listening, and Lake City is back. And
they only have one sister.
I already put S on.
She's changed. She's got an official fan group now. It's called Clark Sisters.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, my God.
Okay, so we have a dilemma.
We do have a dilemma right now, don't we? We're all stuck in this topic.
We all decided that
we are in the horns of a dilemma.
This is a good thing for the NFL. So, but I think now we're trying to do topic changing music.
Well, we can't though because
let's try it. Let's see what happens. Let's go osmosis.
Well, something went wacky right now because we're actually not changing topics. We're supposed to do a bit. Pew pew pew.
Well, it worked.
So now we have to change topics.
Oh, so now it's time for
again to play the dumb music. Let's keep pushing buttons till something happens. Pew 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 pew.
Okay, everybody go down.
Okay, now it's supposed to be time for the B report.
This is what we were looking for.
Yeah, so there is a button that we're supposed to push, the B report.
We could just finish the show with this.
Hey, kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B Report.
Yay!
And now here is your host, Steve.
Hooray! This better be a good one.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well, it's not a good one. Unfortunately, as I was... You know, I left the state so that I could grow a mustache.
Yeah, we're aware of that.
That's one of the reasons.
Sure.
And unfortunately, while I was gone, one of my hives got depleted.
What do you mean got depleted?
Yeah.
It's gone.
How?
Completely gone. All the bees are gone.
Did they just left? The bees left or somebody took them or somebody harmed them or what? How did they get depleted?
I don't know. I really don't know what happened, but I will say this.
They're just gone.
Inside the hive, there was a mysterious, like, material that looked like, and I know it wasn't.
Honey?
You know how corn husks, when they're brown, corn silk? That was in the bottom of the hive. There was something
So
like
a bunch
that.
Of corn stole your bees?
I'm not sure.
Did you hire a bee sitter?
No, maybe they traded
sure
in their garbage.
Is. Hopefully.
For some
maybe,
weed.
I know that we have millions of listeners, and some of them are beekeepers, I'm sure.
Yeah, why didn't you hire a bee sitter?
You're an irresponsible bee owner.
Generally, the bees take care of themselves. Okay.
Oh, generally. Yeah,
apparently, they did.
I still have one hive, though, and hopefully maybe...
Is this the one you recently paid for?
Sometime next spring, I can split it and start two again.
Is this the one you recently paid for or the one that moved
No,
back
it's the
in?
One that moved in. The one I paid for is gone.
Oh, and that's recent, so maybe they were running away. Maybe this isn't just an accident.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't like you.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So...
Oh, he goes away to get a mustache operation.
Wait, so the new
we're
bees...
We're not going to stay here.
The new bees moved in, and the old bees moved out, is what you're saying.
The new bees moved out.
The new bees moved out.
The ones that I purchased over the internet are gone. The ones that...
That's not the first time you've ever said that.
The swarm that came in and moved into the old hive that was abandoned, they're still there.
Yeah.
So...
And I haven't gotten any honey this year. It's kind of discouraging.
Do you think there was a big war and maybe they all...
No, there was no war.
They destroyed them?
No.
One made a move?
No, I don't think so.
Like a gang turf war type situation?
But the fact is you don't know. And it's because you didn't get a bee sitter.
All you have is some old corn silk.
No, it's not that. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not putting the blame on anyone. This happens.
We're blaming you.
I'm blaming you.
Yeah.
Now that you're an Italian woman, how do you feel about antipasto? You know.
But
if you're going to have pasto,
you might as well have antipasto too. Yeah.
But
Uncle Unky Pasto.
Voice, let me ask you this.
It's good, too.
So are you trying to say that the popular bee report may have to take a back seat?
He's still got bees.
Yeah. If anything, this is the most dramatic thing that's happened in the bee report.
He lost half his bees. Yeah.
Yeah. This is sort of like in the Breaking Bad when they met Gus Fring. Things are just starting to get interesting now.
There you go. That's how I felt.
Yeah. You lost half your bees. Yes.
So when you came
I don't think you're allowed to have any more bees.
When you came back from your vacation, that where obviously you were celebrating and gallivanting while your bees were disappearing.
Right.
Did you immediately go run and check the hives to see how they were doing, and then you just had just pure sorrow?
Oh no, it wasn't like
you waited a couple days.
I waited a couple of days.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
But you kept looking out the window, going, "I wonder what's."
Did you put any posters up on light posts? Have you seen these bees?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will find them and bring them back.
Yeah. They have little things you can tear off.
There was a lot of rain when I left.
Yeah.
During the time I was gone.
Yeah.
And
so?
I was in California at the time.
So
it was really dry where I was, and I wasn't really thinking about the
right.
The
California where you go to
oh,
be
by the way,
woman?
We to the people of Houston, it rains here too, you know.
Wow.
Whoa. Too
unbelievable.
All right, so we need to clip. Cancel the B report right now. We need to just close the B report out.
Hey, Houston, quit crying. We got rain, too.
That was maybe the most tasteless thing ever said on this show, and that's a low bar.
That was way down there.
That is a low bar.
There's pictures of people's grandmothers sitting waist-deep in water waiting to be rescued.
I think we know why the bees are gone.
Yeah.
What was the last word you said before you went out to the hive?
Yeah.
Suck it, bees.
Yeah. Jeez.
Damn.
All right, well, let's just end the B report now. Let's go straight to our what's twindin'?
What's twindin'?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Was that too soon? And
now it's time for What's Twindin'? The only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Yay!
Hey! Welcome, twindin' fans. What's not twindin' right now is bad jokes about Houston. Thank you. So that's good. But this might qualify as a bad joke about Houston. We're just going to go right down the list in order. Number one, twending, mega church pastor Joel Osteen. Why is Joel Osteen twending?
Oh, pick
PW
me.
Enthusiastically waving his hand.
Because he has this giant place where he does all his shows, like a big theater.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's actually the former basketball arena of the Houston Rockets.
There we go. And he refuses to let people take shelter there.
That happened.
What? Yes.
He's apparently responded. I don't see what the reply is yet.
He's almost worse than me?
Almost, a little bit. He doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah, and you don't pretend to care what God thinks.
Well, he said he's praying for he and his wife are praying for everyone.
Oh, that's
as long
good.
As you don't come
so,
to my door.
Thoughts and prayers. That's
thoughts and
what
prayers.
We need. Yeah.
And then people are roasting him, asking him, when do you open the church to the shelter? When are you going to use some of that money to buy some food, clothes?
Really?
When are you going to ba-ba-ba?
Yeah.
So thoughts and prayers not
that.
Really getting
I thought
it done.
He was a good guy.
No, of course not.
Houston's Joel Osteen has a net worth over $50 million and a church that holds 16,800 people. And he's offering thoughts and prayers.
But you've got to have clothes and a home.
Yeah, so there's that.
Well, maybe if you would like to tithe for me, brother, we'd be okay.
Yeah.
He's checking the tithe information list, and your
probably.
Name's not on it yet.
What's in our tithe fund?
Yeah.
See what we can spare. I got Super Bowl tickets to buy. I can't afford to let every drowned grandmother in my
I know exactly.
So, right.
Did he at least bring his 40-foot boat to go down the streets to help people?
I don't think he's in town. I just think let's go to Nevada.
Yeah, it's nice and dry.
It's raining
Nevada.
Here.
I don't know how it's
raining
pronounced.
Here.
It's Vegas,
dry.
Baby. Yeah.
God told me to go to
God told me to
Nevada.
Get out of Dodge.
Pew, pew.
Let's go back and watch the last show on Sunday night or even the week before and see if God gave him a warning to give to the people of Houston.
Dearly beloved, I wanted to be in person when
I feel
Floyd
like I
Mayweather
just,
bit, beat Conor McGregor.
Listen, y'all, get off this man.
You know what the nicest thing about this is I actually agree with you all on the topic for one time.
I noticed that. Yes.
I feel like my ashes, I was pulled out of the ashes by Osteen.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to number two.
Wow, now I know what a change in the news can do for somebody.
I know.
The number two twending topic
is
Japan. Why is Japan twending today?
Ooh.
It's not good.
I know.
Go ahead, Schmatzy.
North Korea fired a mid-range ICBM over the country of Japan.
Did
they
it work?
Sure did.
Did it work?
Ooh.
Flew over Hokkaido. Excuse me if that's not pronounced correctly.
H-O-K-K-A-I-O
island in Japan.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, that's probably not good.
That's not good.
Nobody in any island wants to look up and go, hey, that's a missile.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to see that.
It just missed my house.
Yeah, coincidentally, it is a mid-range that would reach Guam. It did fly over northern Japan, so it was a little test to see exactly what they got.
And the important message, if you're in Japan, means if it flew over it, it means it will reach Japan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Number three topic is hashtag VMAs. What are the VMAs and why are they trending?
Oh, Video Music Awards.
PW gets two topics correct on this one. The Video Music Awards were held on MTV last night. At this point, this is where everybody makes a joke about MTV plays music since when?
Yeah, they still do that?
Once a year, though, they have the Video Music Awards. Someone comes out and says something stupid. Somebody does a stupid performance.
Right.
Yes. Somebody gets in a big fight.
You sound like an old person now. Yeah.
No, that's what happens. That's
create
what happens.
Controversy?
Yeah, there's controversy galore.
Wasn't Miley Cyrus supposed to do one of her
I think
a throwback to one of her videos.
I think Katy Perry did something stupid last night.
Oh, Katy Perry.
I think she did something dumb last night. But this just has the winners. So we're all very old. We've never heard of any of these people.
No,
so let's go.
Exactly.
Number four kind of ties to number two. It's North Korea. We won't even go into that.
All right.
Number five, hashtag Houston Strong. I think we all know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Of course, anytime there's tragedy, there's also opportunities for people to demonstrate tremendous heroism. That's happening in Houston.
Heroin.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yep. Smoking coke?
Yeah, heroin.
Smoking coke, also known as heroin.
Heroin?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, you put it in.
No, I'm talking about pictures of people like in waist deep in water and then helping people out of the water. And, so.
Right.
Game of Thrones, none of us watch it, but apparently that was...
I actually do. I do.
Oh, okay. We have one Game of Thrones fan. Tell us why Game of Thrones is trending.
Well, because, you know, you always hate to... But when it, I feel once it's aired on TV, I'm not giving a spoiler. You got
you can tell us about the general phenomenon.
Yeah. At the there's two big things at the end, because it's the end of the season. First of all, Jon Snow...
whoever that is.
Kind of finally landed into his aunt, but he doesn't know...
What'd you just say? He went into his aunt.
Yeah, but she doesn't know. They don't know that they're
incest
related.
Incest is a big part of that show.
Yeah. But they don't know that they're related. And the second part...
she doesn't.
But no, he didn't either. Right? Yeah.
Sure he does.
That'll be a nice little story come next season. But the show ended when the dragon that was killed last week...
died?
Actually was brought... Well, last week it was brought back by the Ice King or whatever the dead king, and it just basically blew ice and tore down the great or the big wall, the North Wall.
Oh,
okay. Wow, winter has come. Is that the big news that winter has come?
Winter has come.
The wall is down, and the army is marching over the destructed wall.
Wow,
you know, a friend of mine who's really into the show was telling me about the whole incest angle that the nephew and the aunt hook up, and I said, I think I saw that movie. Is there also a scene later where the aunt orders a pizza and can't pay for it? I'm pretty sure that's a movie I've already seen.
And, of course,
seen.
The very first scene of the very first season was brother-sister getting it on at the top of the tower.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, you should
have been watching it. It's historically accurate.
Yeah. What'd you just say, Clark?
It's historically accurate. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of incest back in the day in royal families. So, yay! Yeah.
And the brother sister certainly well know that they're brother or sister.
And can we do one more trending, or are we done with trending?
Yeah. Oh. Even though the music ran out, go ahead.
Last one, Tropicana Field. Why is St. Pete's own Tropicana Field trending at this time?
Because isn't there supposed to be an announcement about a move off of that, or no?
Actually, no. It's the announcement that the Houston Astros are going to play some games at Tropicana Field because they can't play in Houston
because they don't have no place to play.
Oh. Yeah. Scheduled three-game series versus the Rangers this week at Tropicana Field.
Can I get tickets?
They're going to host games?
Yeah. The Astros will be the home team.
Tomorrow night? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Let's look that up. Let's look that up.
Quick,
talk amongst yourself while I look
that
up.
I would imagine. Either way, because I know that they're even talking the Texans having to go to Dallas to play the Cowboys in their final exhibition game on Thursday night.
Get on with it! So.
And I think the games that are going to happen at Tropicana Field are going to be either free or $5.
So these games that Houston are playing, they're not playing the Rays. They're playing teams.
They'll be the home team.
So like the Houston are going to be playing
the Rays.
We're just lending the field to them because they.
Oh snap! So we're going to see the Houston playing the Detroit
the Rangers
Tigers.
Starting tomorrow.
Exactly.
No, the Rangers starting tomorrow.
I might actually go to that. You know, I would like to see, you know what, a $5 ticket, because that way just all the money that comes in just goes to the people of Houston anyway. So.
And the Houston Astros are very good this year.
That's exactly why. Yeah. They're the best team in – well, they're second best team in baseball. They're in the Dodgers.
Yeah. So
smooth. That's
I'm different. Not ready to watch the Dodgers Astros play in a World Series because they used to be in the same division. That'll be weird to me. But anyway,
what's
that's
this
it for
got
what's
to do
funny.
With elephants?
Nothing.
Yeah. So
it's irrelevant.
Oh, there was irrelevant. I like that.
We've done
Elephants Gerald, my dear Watson.
Elephants Gerald.
We've done the B report.
Right.
We've done what's twinding.
Right.
I had a new topic segment that I like to call. Hold on a second. Let me see what I called it.
Yeah. What did you call it? look it up. It's on there somewhere.
Yes. I call it the elephant in the room.
Oh, okay.
The elephant in the room.
So this does have something to do with elephants.
It does.
Yes.
Does someone have an indigestion?
Oh, I think there's elephants.
I do.
That's
I do
elephants?
I do it want is. To let you get on that real quick. I do want to just mention here, how does, if you're
Houston, those are lions.
If you're Houston, how do you like the weather forecast? Oh. Thunderstorms with the high of 78, 100% chance of precipitation.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Here in St. Pete,
here in St. Pete.
All right. What a wonderful segment.
Yes.
This is, thank you.
Well,
this is not elephants.
That goes back to.
This, I thought it was somebody having.
That it does rain here, too.
It is elephants.
This new segment that
we're going to introduce
into this SOTM show is the elephant in the room. This is when we have a chance to discuss.
It sounds like they're having sex.
Real issues. That's what I thought too. But we'll work on the background sound.
Oh.
But this does not have to, this does not hinder our importance on trying to solve a problem.
All right.
Okay.
What happened to the elephants?
I stopped them.
Yes. Yeah.
Over.
And they were humping and
yes.
distracting.
This is a family show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gorilla in the room?
Yeah.
No, the
elephant.
Elephant
in the room.
Okay.
Isn't there like a 100-pound elephant in the room?
Bigger than.
Or is that a gorilla?
It was a gorilla. I should have downloaded the gorilla's
down. When they say elephant, they just say the elephant in the room. When they say gorilla, it's always a specific weight. I've heard like 400-pound gorilla.
Yeah, yeah.
In the room. So yeah. I think elephant in the room is fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sticking with the elephant. Okay. This is a new segment, freshly tried. We don't know anything about it.
All right,
it.
Here we go.
And it basically just you guys have to give me your real opinion on this.
All right, sure.
All right. You guys heard of ESPN?
I've heard of it. It's like a kind of like a sports network.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the Little League World Series.
Oh, yeah.
On ESPN.
They had that.
That's creepy that you watched it.
Isn't it when I can read
something? It is creepy that I watched it.
Yeah,
but I did.
That's what I thought it was. But no, ESPN has decided to pull one of their sports commentators, Robert Lee, off a game that he's doing in Charlotte.
It all happened.
In South Carolina. Somewhere.
It all happened.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
No, the game hasn't happened yet.
It has happened.
Listen to
me. No, it hasn't.
No. The game is September 2nd.
No, it has happened.
Charlatan. No, it hasn't.
The pulling him has happened, but
the game hasn't been played yet.
Yes. A charlatan game in
it's not a charlatan game.
A charlatan
game. It's a football game.
Okay, let me just read the thing.
That's an idea.
In West Virginia.
And I thought this is a great elephant in the room.
Oh, this is.
Topic. ESPN has removed an announcer from his broadcast of the University of Virginia's first football game that has, because he has the same name as the Confederate general memorialized at the stadium.
Robert? His name is Bob?
Statues that they're pulling down.
Does not have
Bobby
a middle initial E, but yes, he does.
Bobby.
Yeah, he
Robert
don't have the E. So, and he's also, he's like un-American. He's not
he's Asian.
Asian.
Yeah, he's un-American. Yeah.
He's un-American. Yeah. He's
no,
Asian.
They could not have decided to pull it. There's no way.
Yeah, that happened.
No, it's real.
That's real?
This is totally real.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
So now, I understand that you guys may say this is a wussification, but I need to have
it
to
It is a wussification.
What is your opinion on this? I don't think
it's wussification. I don't think anybody would honestly be offended. I think it's just stupid.
It's absolutely stupid.
Which is stupid?
The
pulling of Robert.
I don't think anybody would have made that connection if they had just.
There would have been stupid memes out there, but I mean, really, it's just stupid people making those memes.
But how often do you watch a football game? And unless it's somebody like, what is happening? What is going on?
I want him to pass.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a fire.
Well, there is.
Yeah, there is.
It's in Spike's belly. That's
why. Look, he's got to take some.
My point is, unless it's a game that has Al Michaels or Bob Costas announcing it. There's a million college football announcers. Who would even know who that was? They flash the guy's name up for like 3 seconds before the game starts, and the handful of people that would have even noticed that and drawn that connection.
Even to your point, because let's say Al Michaels on the Sunday night NFL game that's going to open up the season. More eyes are going to be upon that than some random Virginia game.
Exactly.
So, but let's say on that Saturday in the town that Al Michaels is supposed to be, some horrific act happens by a guy named Al Michaels. And Al Michaels is just torn. We'll just say it was.
Yeah, let's say his
Minnesota.
Name.
Let's just
no,
say
what's that guy's name who had this swastika burning his head?
Charles Manson.
Let's say his name was Charles Manson, and he's doing lightning hockey.
Well, Charles Manson's probably already changed his name if he's going to be a broadcaster. Let's say his name really was Charles Manson. I think he's going to go ahead and change it before he goes to.
But I'm just.
But Lee is the second most common name in the face of the earth.
I don't think after your comments about Houston, you should be making any racist comments.
Yeah. You stop
no, it's
talking.
The second most common name in the
can
earth.
Can I shed a little light on
that's
this?
That's L-I, though, not L-E.
Yes, you can. Shed it. You got 3 seconds.
This poor guy, who's actually an Oriental fellow.
Asian.
Asian.
Thank you. Thank you for making that.
Exactly.
Clear.
He started to get threatening emails.
Oh, is that right?
You people are terrible.
CNN decided, let's give the guy a break. We'll put him on this other game over here.
Right.
And we'll put some other slob on this game.
I know, but again, that's not the wussification of America.
I know, but that ruins the whole story.
It's the dumbest.
No, but why would
they?
The story is, why would they do that?
No, the story is, Robert went to them and said, hey, this is kind of odd. I'm doing Charlottesville, so can you put me on Detroit against somebody else's high school football? Yeah. And so they said, all right.
Yeah. Oh, the real reason is he impregnated a woman in Charlottesville. He didn't want to go to the city.
Oh.
Maybe she was tall.
People are dumber than they are offended, is my point. So this guy Chris Cantwell that was on the that was featured in the Vice documentary about Charlottesville, that was flexing his muscles and showing his guns and talking about how some people died. We want more people to die. He's a big tough guy, and so he got a lot of flack for that. There's another guy named Chris Cantwell on Twitter who's clearly not the same person.
Correct.
And he was getting death threats, and it's from people who just aren't smart enough to look up and see who they're even writing to.
Right.
Call me Mr. Tibbs.
But to your point, I don't think anyone would think that the General Robert E. Lee would be calling
still alive.
Again, exactly. So it's not about people going, I can't believe they're going to put Robert E. Lee on the game. No, it's because people don't know.
When you did this, I thought you were going Colonel Sanders.
Why, I don't understand what the fuss is all about.
Now, see, that's the thing.
Have an Oriental fella calling the game between two teams of Negroes, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm a colonel from Kentucky.
Try my chicken.
Wow.
My chicken.
You talking about left turn?
All right. Speaking of that, this is the anniversary of this.
I have a dream today.
Oh, yeah. Today is the actual day.
Well, why are we always celebrating in February and January?
Well, you only get the 1 month.
Yeah.
You have to cram it all into the 28.
Right. Yeah. And there's only that one black guy that ever did anything.
Yeah. So he's the only one. He's your one.
Wow. Yeah. First of all, the Voice of Reason did some stuff that was too soon.
I know.
And then you just brought us down to one guy.
One guy. Well, he's the guy.
You know, you ever heard of open heart surgery? We did that. We invented that. No, we invented. We successfully did it. You ever heard of the stoplight? We did that.
Well, actually,
what?
Martin Luther King isn't your guy. He's white people's one guy.
We've got 30 seconds left.
And by the way, what I learned today is Steve tried to name the show as Houston, I Don't Care About Your Problem.
That's right. What stuck with you tonight, PWS?
That we should never, ever come here again.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Steve hates bees and Houston.
Right, and you get nothing. You get nothing, Voice of Reason. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show, and we again are out.
Oh, man.
Start late, end late.
Hi.
That's it. Bye.
Start late, end late.
Hey.
He holds the record for making more mistakes per sentence than any human on the planet.
Here, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the monkey wrenches of wrenching. What is the missing oomph, if that's such a word? Another big word, phenomenal. Phenomenal?
He believes every Hooters waitress is madly in love with him.
They have a plethora, and I don't know how to spell plethora. They have a cornucopia. They have a lot going on.
This is the most confusing show on radio.
But I didn't realize I forgot it until I was ready to say it.
You know they think I'm the fly in the milk.
Stay tuned, my friend.